USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller issued a statement last night disputing the accuracy of a BuzzFeed News report that personal attorney Michael Cohen had been directed by the president to lie to Congress. Today, President Trump reacted to the statement.
It was a total phony story, and I appreciate the special counsel coming out with a statement last night. I think it was very appropriate that they did so. I very much appreciate that.
President Trump making his comments on the White House lawn before boarding a helicopter to Dover Air Force Base to meet with families of soldiers killed in Syria. Trump scheduled to make an important White House announcement on the partial government shutdown and funding for a border wall. Trump saying this about Speaker Pelosi.
She's under total control of the radical left. I think that's a very bad thing for her. I think it's a very bad thing for the Democrats. Everybody knows that walls work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Democratic Senator from New York and presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand held a meet and greet in Boone, Iowa with caucus goers prior to the Women's March in the Hawkeye State. Gillibrand touched on immigration during the event.
I think there's a misunderstanding of what immigration is about in this country. It's about people. It's about people who often seek our protection, and it's about people just like us. And so we should fight for them, and we should fight for comprehensive immigration reform.
Gillibrand once opposed amnesty for illegal immigrants and voted to increase funding for ICE to work with local law enforcement on deportations. But as the junior senator from New York, she now espouses much more liberal positions on the issue and last year called for the abolishment of ICE. A major winter storm is barreling across the country with heavy snow, icy conditions, and high winds. More from USA's Wendy King.
It's already dumped on the Sierra Nevada and the Midwest, and now it's heading east. The governors of Pennsylvania and New Jersey have already declared states of emergency.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump provides an update on talks for a second summit with North Korea. He spoke from the White House lawn before traveling to Dover Air Force Base to pay respects to the four Americans killed in Syria this week.
We've picked a country, but we'll be announcing it in the future. Kim Jong-un is looking very forward to it, and so am I. We've made a lot of progress that has not been reported by the media, but we have made a lot of progress as far as denuclearization is concerned.
And commenting on China.
If we make a deal, certainly we wouldn't have sanctions, and if we don't make a deal, we will. But I think China's been, we've really had a very extraordinary number of meetings, and a deal could very well happen with China. It's going very well, I would say about as well as it could possibly go.
Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke was sentenced to nearly 7 years behind bars for shooting to death 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in 2014. Before he was sentenced, Reverend Marvin Hunter, McDonald's great-uncle, said laws need to change so that police officers receive sentences that more appropriately fit the crime.
We must begin the process to do something legislatively to change this so that police officers that commit the kinds of crimes that Jason Van Dyke has done and the three other officers will be convicted properly for the crimes in which they are committed, just like any other citizen in the state of Illinois.
Hunter called Van Dyke's sentencing a victory. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.